is just something made up with out of sugar and flavored. Why, it's artificial. But if it's the real thing, what do they call it?
It says it's just pure sorghum.
Pure. In the old days, did you ever buy? Would someone be able to go to town and buy some, sugar or flour or lard or something?
You could buy anything out of where you wanted.
Would you tell me how it was sold? It wouldn't be packaged, would it? It wouldn't be put in packages or cans.
Oh, nothing there. Everything come in bulk. You carried your some other man. If you want to buy so many pounds of lard, you carry a bucket. That way you put it right in your own bucket, you know.
I see.
And sugar, of course, they put that in the paper sack, you know. They weighed that all out, you know. It didn't come packaged up or nothing. Everything was weighed.
I see. And
flour come in a 24-pound sack or a bale, mostly bale. Way back in the olden times, bought it all in bales.
Oh. If you bought it flour in a sack, what was the sack made out of?
Just some kind of cotton.
Just a
material.
And how would potatoes, suppose somebody in town or would come out to buy some potatoes, what kind of sack would they come in?
Well, the toe sack is the only way you had anything in. Any kind of sack, you know, to put up anything like that, they call it toe. Toe sack.
And would you explain what a toe sack is?
Well, it's practically the same thing it is today, but now they call them something else. I forget what they call them now.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly ever.
They're coarse sack,
yeah,
right?
It's corded up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Only it's a little better stuff now than it used to be. It's more of a fuzzy kind of a something other than olden times, you know. But now they got to make it kind of slick, you know.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever grow much fruit here?
We used to have my daddy way back when I was a boy, man. He had the finest orchard you ever saw. Apples,
right?
Peaches, pears. Everything.
Did they grow well here?
They did, but they don't now. We can't hardly ever get a crop. Now, if you're up, you might could see. You look out on the other side of that post, do you see little white on some?
Yes.
He got 80 trees set out there last spring. And he got them tied up with that little white stuff around them to keep the rabbits from cutting them, you know.
Oh, I see.
He come from Louisiana, and they raise lots of fruit down there. Mm-hmm. His uncle's getting rich down there with a few acres of peaches down there. And he thinks he can do the same thing here. We talked it out, talked him out of it one year, but he just wouldn't go into it last year.
Mm-hmm.
I told him to go out there and take that land and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
But the season's got to where that, just like it is now, if it stays this way 2-3 more weeks, peach trees be budding out.
Yeah.
All right, then about spring, we have a cold spell every spring, and if you don't watch, it'll kill every one of them.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens to them. It isn't a blight, it's just
freeze out. No, we spray and keep blight down.
Uh-huh.
But they can't hardly spray. Now they have a dormant spray now that you can spray them with, and so we'll hold them back some. But I had an acre of apple trees right out there west of that barn out there, and right there west of my house I had an acre of peach trees out there, and I had some as fine a fruit you ever saw. But I finally just hooked tractor to them, and I missed five crops straight and running. I pulled them up with a tractor, dug down on one side of them, get a hole on one side, hook a tractor to them to cable them, pull them every one up,
mm-hmm.
and put it in cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Made two bales of cotton they cut that one year, hadn't been a good year.
Mm-hmm. What kind of peaches did you grow?
Well, I got the Alberta was my main crop, and then I had a few trees of white. I forget what to call them. I just don't recollect what they was.
Does the Does the
I had two kinds, the Alberta, you know, the one's a cling and the other one's a freestone, you know.
Which is which?
They both look just about alike. You can't tell unless you go to cut them open.
I see.
But one you just bust open, you just bust it open, peel and throw the seed out, you know, and the other one you got to cut the fruit off with a knife, off of the seed.
I remember I haven't had a white peach for a long time.
Well, I had really two trees out there, but they rot mighty bad.
I'm going to have to change the tape here.